You've never met me. You never will. You don't know what I look like. You don't know anything about me. There's no rational reason why you should want to impress me. And yet, despite all this, you're going to do exactly as I say. Not because you have to, or because there'll be any reward. You'll do as I say, because I'm a girl. You wouldn't want to disappoint a girl, would you? Stand up. Strip naked. I want you to take off every bit of clothes you have. Fold them neatly. Make sure the underwear and socks are on top. Are you done yet? Good boy. Blind obedience is a quality I do like in my pets. You don't even have to know why I'd want you to do what I ask you to do. You just have to do it. Now pick up your socks that you just took off and put them both in your mouth. Stuff them in there. Did you do it? Are your socks in your mouth now? I bet you wish those were my socks, huh? Well, I don't. You'll have to make do with the taste of your own feet. Since no girl would ever want to indulge in your pathetic fantasies. Now, take your underwear and put them on your head, like a hat. Pull it down so that the fabric that your dick was closest to is directly over your nose. Since you're never going to smell any girl's pussy, you can smell your own dick instead. So, by now, you should be naked, standing, with your own socks stuffed in your mouth, and your underwear on your head, tasting your feet, smelling your own dick. Look at how easily I'm able to reduce you to this. All this just because I'm a girl. Now here's the fun part. You probably think I'm going to spend, well, the next few minutes humiliating you. Allowing you to stroke your dick. Telling you to? Well, no. I can't be bothered to do any of that. I just want to test how truly pathetic you are. How obedient. what you would do for me. Now, shortly, this little audio is going to end. And right now, you've got two options. First one, you can ignore any future orders I give you. Go back to your life. Enjoy yourself. There'll be no consequences. I promise you, you're not going to miss out on anything. If this is what you choose, close this now. Take consolation in the fact that you're not completely worthless. Still here? Well, I guess that means you picked option number two. Now, option two involves me wasting your time just because I can. Now I want you to stand up on your tiptoes. Stretch. Close your eyes. And I want you to put your hands high in the air. I want your arms to be completely straight, pointing upwards. Stretching. Make sure your fingers are straight. Good boy. That's probably not too difficult at the moment, huh? But you know, as time goes on, the blood's gonna drain from your arms. It's gonna be so tiresome holding them up straight. You're gonna wanna let them drop down. But you're not going to. You'll keep them up in the air for me. As high as you can. Understand? Nod your head if you understand, pet. Good. Standing up on your tiptoes like that's really going to be a strain, too. Keep your heels as far from the ground as you can without losing your balance. Oh, it's going to make your legs ache. Now, I want you to stay just like this as long as I want you to. Stay still and do it for me, no matter how uncomfortable it gets. I'm going to leave you like this now. I'm going to be gone for, as long as I feel like. While I'm gone, you are just going to wait with nothing to distract you from how unpleasant it is to stand like this. I'm just going to waste your time, and you're going to let me. Why? Well, like I said, because I'm a girl, and you wouldn't want to disappoint a girl, would you? Oh, God, you're so pathetic. See you later. Maybe. I'm back. It's so good to see you right where I left you. I'm not sure if you were expecting some kind of reward or something, but honestly, I just left you there to prove a point. You see, both your time and your dignity belong to me. Say thank you, miss, for wasting my time, and do a little curtsy to show your gratitude. Good boy. You're such a little bitch. Was hearing my voice again for these extra few seconds worth the wait? Now I know what I can do. I think I'm gonna leave now. I'm gonna have to think up something really ingenious for next time. Bye.